I am Adrien Garcia, entrepreneur, designer, and co-founder of the clothing brand Réuni. And you are listening to The Bold Way. The future belongs to those who question the established order. But how do you reinvent the rules, create iconic projects, and work that will make history? The Bold Way is the podcast that gets into the minds of those who excel in the field. Fashion, entertainment, food, design, art, or business. Their common points? Hard work, boldness, innovation, and a particular focus on creativity and aesthetics. My mission is to dissect their methods and mindset through long, unfiltered interviews to give you the keys to their success and inspire you to create your own path. The Bold Way is more than just a podcast. It's a movement that encourages everyone to find their own way, carve their own path, and innovate in their field. The Bold Way is where creativity and innovation meets business. Enjoy the episode. Believe it or not, 75% of you haven't subscribed to the podcast on platform like Apple Podcast or Spotify yet. If you are enjoying the podcast, I would really appreciate if you could subscribe using your favorite listening app. Your subscription truly supports the growth of the podcast. The more subscribers we have, the higher the quality of the guests we can bring on. Thank you so much in advance. During your career, what has been the tipping point according to you?
Tipping point. I mean, you could say that when I first did color in the 80s, that was a tipping point. That was a big moment. That is my tipping point.
Yeah. Is there any other tipping point in your career according to you?
I mean, I don't think of my career like this. I just keep on taking pictures. I accumulate pictures, not only in Britain, but anywhere and everywhere. I don't fall for this intellectual analysis that you're projecting onto me.
Yeah. So you don't see your life through your career. You are not striving at making a great career in photography.
Not really. It just sort of happened. I mean, I wanted to be a photographer. I went to study photography. And after I left, I did some teaching. And then I joined Magnum. And then I was able to do more commercial work. I wouldn't have believed if you'd have told me that I do fashion, for example. If you'd have told me that when I was at college, I'd have said, no, that's impossible. It's never going to happen for me.
No way.
So, you know, things have changed and moved. And of course, you know, I have 12 people here. I have to pay them every month. So I have to continue to work and sell prints and, you know, do work within Magnum's brief as well. So, yeah, sell prints and do fashion, basically.
Magnum was a tipping point, isn't it?
I mean, in one sense, yes. I don't like the word tipping point, really.
Yeah. What should I use?
Well, it's just, I guess that was quite a big moment.
An event, yeah, a moment.
A big moment in my life. And, yeah, there's a lot of resistance against my becoming a member of Magnum. But in the end, I did. And then I became the president. And now I'm a big earner for Magnum. So I hope the people that wanted me not in are understanding that my contribution has been quite big.
Fantastic. Let's pick another one. Whatever you want.
I'm worried about this. Critics.
Ah, yeah, critics. How do you take critics? How do you live with critics? And what would you advise to a young photographer or anybody actually about critics? You know, don't care about critics, or you should take it.
I mean, I guess the last resort was criticized quite a lot because it was in color. People weren't used to seeing those sort of big format pictures. There was lots of litter in New Brighton. So I guess, you know, that attracted quite a lot of criticism. And then 2 years ago, I got criticized because of my, editing of a book by Gianni Batterini. So, yeah, I've had my share of critics. But what would I advise to anyone else? I'd say, you know, get on, don't think too much about it. If you stop, especially with social media, which is so invasive and so negative, so if you take too much notice of that, you wouldn't end up doing anything.
Do you look at social media?
I look at Instagram, but that's it. Yeah. I don't look at Twitter or...
Do you manage it yourself?
No, we have Nathan. He's our social media person.
Okay, fantastic. Another one?